On Indiana University's Total Solar Eclipse Week, safety is always key when it comes to the sun. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Hin Chung, clinical assistant professor at the School of Optometry, explains how to view the eclipse without causing damage to your eyes.
While a total solar eclipse is truly an amazing sight to experience, it's never safe to look directly at the sun without proper protection. Looking directly at the sun can potentially cause lifelong consequences and damage to your eyes and vision. The safest way to protect your eyes during a solar eclipse is to view it indirectly by looking at a projection of the sun or a shadow of the eclipse. You can do this by using a pinhole projector. One simple way to do this is by interlacing your fingers and making a waffle pattern, and with the sun behind you, project the image of the sun onto the ground. Another easy way is to look at the shadows of leaves under a tree. You can also view the eclipse directly using a special eclipse viewer. Unlike sunglasses, these viewers have special filters that block out harmful levels of light and radiation from the sun and allow only a small fraction through the filter, which makes it safe for solar viewing. However, be cautious to avoid fake or fraudulent eclipse viewers. If you want to purchase your own, avoid online marketplaces that are not on the endorsed list of vendors from the American Astronomical Society. There will be specific labeling that says ISO 12312-2 on the viewer that marks it in compliance. If you are in the path of totality for the April 8th solar eclipse, this will be the only time it's safe to look at the sun without protection, because the moon will completely cover the sun during totality. The closer you are to the center of the path of totality, the longer totality will be, which may last for up to 4 minutes. The moment you notice any level of sunlight coming through towards the end of totality, put your viewers back on to protect your eyes.
That was Hin Chung of Indiana University Bloomington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.